Arrival of the Mischief Makers in Medina. As soon as word came that this army had reached close to Medina, the companions and the people of Medina who had gone out to manage their properties and lands in the surrounding area congregated in Medina. Their army was divided into two groups. One set out from Medina to fight the rebels, while the second force remained in the city for the protection of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. When all three caravans arrived close to Medina, the rebels of Basra settled at a place known as Zu Khashab, and the rebels of Kufa at Awas, and the rebels of Egypt at Zul Marwa. They consulted one another as to what they should do next. Even though their number is estimated to have been from between 1,800 to 3,000 men, the other pilgrims who set out with them considering them to be a Hajj caravan were separate, the rebels thought that fighting the valiant men of Islam would not be easy if they were determined to fight. For this reason, they deemed it essential to immediately gather the view of the people of Medina upon entering the city. As such, two men named Ziyad bin al-Nadr and Abdullah bin al-Asam advised the rebels of Kufa and Basra that it was not wise to be hasty, and if they rushed things, then the rebels of Egypt would also have to hurry, and the plan would be ruined. They replied, "We have learned that the people of Medina have prepared an army against us. If they have prepared to such a great extent despite not being fully aware of our circumstances, they will become even more vigilant upon learning of our complete state of affairs. Our victory shall become a mere dream. Therefore, it is more appropriate for us to first go there and ascertain the circumstances and speak to the people of Medina. If they consider it unacceptable to fight us, and the reports that we have received about them prove false, we will return and inform you of all the circumstances, and appropriate action will be taken." Everyone was in favor of this proposal. So the two of them went to Medina and first met with the Azwaj Mutahharat, meaning the wives of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. They asked them for permission to enter Medina and claimed that they had only come in order to request Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu to change certain governors and that they held no other intentions. All the wives of the Holy Prophet ﷺ refused to accept their words and said that the consequences of such action would not be favorable. Then they approached Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu one by one and sought permission to enter Medina, stating the same reason for their arrival and apparently exhibiting good intention. However, these three companions also refused to fall into their deceit and plainly responded that there was no good in this design of theirs. After ascertaining the state of affairs in Medina and having failed in their objective, when both these men returned and informed their comrades of the complete situation, a few leading men from all three regions of Kufa, Basra, and Egypt arrived in Medina to make the final attempt. In accordance with the teachings of Abdullah bin Sabah, the rebels of Egypt believed Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to be the wasi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and were not ready to perform bayt on the hand of anyone other than him. Footnote: bayt is an oath of allegiance to a religious leader. End footnote. However, although the rebels of Kufa and Basra were with them as far as the uprising was concerned, they were not in agreement as far as belief was concerned. Thus, the people of Kufa considered to be in their best effort to offer bayt to Zubair bin al-Awwam radiallahu anhu, and the people of Basra looked upon Talha radiallahu anhu. Due to this disagreement, the representatives of each caravan turned to those individuals whom they wished to appoint for the office of Khilafat after Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu.